It's 8:40 now, and there are deals on flights and hotels right now with a flurry of rewards being offered. And joining us for more is Scott McCartney, Wall Street Journal's Middle Seat columnist. Hi there, Scott. Great to have you.
Good to be with you.
All right. So, you know, for a lot of people who have not scheduled their summer vacation yet, they're going to go to those travel sites, but some of them are really upping the ante as they compete for business. What's going on here?
Well, they're really trying to move the shoppers to bookers. People use the online travel agencies to comparison shop, and then they often go to the airline they want or the hotel they want and book directly. The online sites are offering really hefty rewards to try and get people to book through them. And so you can essentially double dip and even triple dip on your frequent flyer points by collecting your airline miles plus a bonus from the online travel site in form of a credit you can use in the future for your travel. And the same thing on hotels as well.
So, Scott, what do you think? Is this for a limited time and a limited time only, as the commercials say?
No, I think you know, some of these offers, they're offering really generous offers for mobile booking off your iPad and your tablet because they want you to download their app and start using it. And that may be a more limited time offer. But, you know, in the travel business, everybody expects some kind of reward. So, you know, we're all hooked on frequent flyer miles, and hotels have found, car rental companies have found, anybody in travel has found that customers expect some kind of loyalty reward. And so I think they're going to have to keep doing this.
Yeah, you know what? I find for myself, anyway, when I go onto those websites, I'll look and see what the hotel is, and then I'll, you know, just open up another tab and go to the hotel and find out what deal they have separately. It seems like it took them an awful long time to catch up to the fact that we do that.
Well, yeah, that's true. And this has been, you know, somewhat slow going, but they have been, hotels in particular have proven to be a really good business for these guys. And people do book through them and through sites like hotels.com. But you can now get up to 10% back on your hotel. Hotels.com has a really interesting loyalty program where you book 10 rooms, and after the 10th room, you get one room free. And, you know, 10% back is a pretty good deal these days.
It really is. Let me ask you this, because I'm in the middle of trying to book a vacation for this summer, and I'm frustrated by the fact if I go to Expedia and take a look at a particular hotel and its reviews, it might be quite different from the reviews that I get at another site, let's say Orbitz or Travelocity or something like that. Why does that happen?
Yeah, reviews are tough. Different populations of people, so people who review on Expedia or Orbitz, are their customers. People who review on TripAdvisor, they have a much broader pool. Some of the hotel companies are posting their own reviews from their own customers that they're trying to generate. It's difficult to tell. I think on the reviews, the main thing to look for is sort of the overall large numbers of reviews. I wouldn't trust a single particular review,
yes,
especially if they're done anonymously and not verified.
Yeah, you discount the very good ones and the very bad ones and look in the middle.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, people shop for hotels for lots of reasons. Price, obviously, location is important, and particular amenities, whether you're going to get charged for Wi-Fi or resort fees or things like that. It can get really complicated. And people are more agnostic about hotels than they are airlines. They're not necessarily locked into a particular mm-hmm. brand. You know, shopping around is really worthwhile, but with reviews, I would kind of take the overall score rather than looking at particular opinions.
All right, very good. Scott, happy travels this summer.
You too.
All right, Scott McCartney from the Wall Street Journal.
Always learned something from him.
Mm-hmm.